Hello guys, and a warm welcome to all of you. Welcome to the second season of The Mysteries of Life. In season 1, we had taken a brief overview of some of the concepts that were central to the human existence. We demystified some of the most fundamental concepts associated with man's lofty quest. We had a detailed discussion pertaining to topics such as the ego, mind, and true spirituality. Starting where we left off in the last season, today we are going to discuss a topic that is often the source of great debate on part of all. Today we are going to discuss about realization. Many who walk the spiritual path think that they know what realization is all about. All around us we see it appearing in spiritual and religious propaganda. Many say that spirituality is all about self-realization, that it is all about knowing the true self. But fairly speaking, how much of that do we truly understand? How much of those teachings do we truly implement in our own lives? Do we really know what realization is? Do we make a sincere effort to realize ourselves? If the truth be told, the questions are seemingly endless. However, the answers, if we seek to gain, we can do so only through realization. So, we come back to the question that we presented at the onset. What is realization? Well, I would answer this question by telling you what it is not. Realization is not knowledge. Many who walk the path feel that realization is attaining knowledge. Many feel that realization is simply knowing all that there is to life. However, if truth be told, realization is a stage that is beyond knowledge. More so than that, realization is a process that starts where the path of knowledge ends. Knowledge is full of vanity and self-satiation. A knowledgeable person is always proud, for he feels that he indeed knows all that there is to life. Knowledge is full of stagnation. It is static, unmoving, and unresponsive. Realization, on the other hand, is vibrant. It is ever-changing and thus immensely enlightening. Simply put, realization is nothing but being centered in the moment, simply being aware of all that there is to oneself, simply being aware of all that you are. At the onset, I said that realization is a process, and it indeed is. You can never attain realization. You always have to be in realization. Realization is nothing but a constant stream of enlightenment that flows from the divine abodes. All you have to do is tune into the correct channel and stay there. The part wherein you get to the point that you can experience realization takes a great amount of devotion and dedication on part of the seeker. But ensuring that you stay there, tuned into the divine radio, takes an even greater amount of perseverance and resolve. Once a feat is attained, it can no longer be desired. Such is knowledge. Once you have it, you cannot have it again. It is done. The process is over. However, realization is such that you can keep on experiencing it again and again, taking a divine bath in the waters of spiritual enlightenment. That divine bath washes off all the redundant stains of knowledge that you accumulate through countless incarnations. It washes off all the shreds of regret, despair, and yearning on part of the seeker. It washes off all the endless desires wherein the seeker keeps on yearning, keeps on wanting nothing, wanting all the same illusions that life throws at him again and again. And in the end, realization, it leaves your heart with a sense of deep fulfillment and immense bliss. Such is realization. To experience it once is a feat in itself. But to experience it forever, that is the final goal of each and every seeker who comes to this path, seeking a final absolution of all his qualms. Happy realization to all of you. Take care.